Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Beginning the fourth quarter here at Moore School Stadium. Rick Corey, Jeff Johns, Richard Johns, and Doc Blevins, 52-6. The Union Redskins lead over the Moore Lions. The Lions will have first down and 10 at the Redskins' 14-yard line as we begin play here in this fourth period. We'll get a sideline report here from Doc Blevins in just a second. First of all, Daniel Hyshaw brings his team back to the line of scrimmage. Fogle set to his right. Tony Fogle, the 5'9", 196-pound senior. He's running a lot this series. We're going to fake inside to Fogle. He's going to throw to the left side. And that ball is caught. What a really nice catch going almost out of bounds by Drew Johnston. The coverage was not bad over there by Jaquay Shavers, but that was a terrific catch. They'll mark it at the 5-yard line. That's a gain of 8. It'll be 2nd and 2.
Tough throw, quick to the outside of the field, and threw it just a little bit far, but Johnston made a great adjustment. I actually thought he might have landed out of bounds, but either way, he held onto the ball in a really difficult situation.
So it's 1st and goal now for the Moore Lions at the Union 5-yard line. The Redskins have a no fourth quarter touchdowns goal, but it's going to be tough with them right here. Handoff left side to Fogle, and he's going to push forward down to the 3-yard line, to the 2-yard line. He might be inside that. Jeremy Yates, one of the guys out there on the tackle. The last guy up off the bottom, though, is Micah Walker, and it's going to be a very difficult way stop now for Union. It's 2nd and goal from just outside the 1-yard line.
Well, you wonder if Hyshaw has gone to the coach and said, hey, I don't want to carry the ball anymore. I'm getting a little scared of these guys.
And I don't want to throw it either. 2nd down just outside the 1 and goal for Moore. Hyshaw going to fake the handoff and run forward up the middle. He has little trouble getting into the end zone, and there's a touchdown. So there's your answer to that. So with 11 minutes to go in this game, Moore, their 2nd touchdown of the night, now 52-12. Union leads on a really nice drive by the Lions.
Absolutely. They marched the ball all the way down the field. They mixed things up. They didn't just run it. And when they did run, they didn't just go straight up the middle. They worked some things outside. They had motion on almost every play. And they made Union work for it.
So on to try the extra point. Once again, this is going to be their kicker, Carlos Soto. And he had a very... And there's a flag that flies as soon as we walk to the line of scrimmage. And Union's going to be offsides, they say. So this will take the ball from the 2 to the 1, and I don't think it'll change Moore's mind. They're not going to go for 2 or anything. But Carlos Soto, who came in 15 of 19, now 16 of 20, or now, pardon me, now 15 of 20 on the year because they blocked his first attempt. We'll see if he can't be 16 of 21. So the kick will now go from about the, we're looking at about the 8-yard lines. We're looking at an 18-yard extra point here for Soto. The snap is very high, and as a matter of fact, it looks like Fogle's going to have to run. He's going to throw now toward the end zone, and it's intercepted in the end zone by the Redskins, so it'll be no good. So 11 minutes to go in this game, 52-12. The score remains. Redskins will get it next on KRMG.
Often imitated, never duplicated, Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre turns 49 today.
Ooh, happy birthday, Brett.
Now, he's known for his last-minute heroics and his scrambling abilities. Have you been scrambling around wondering how to get top dollar for that vehicle that you're driving? At Jim Norton Chevy, it just so happens we want to buy your old vehicle. Here's Casey Lay.
Any make, any model, any condition. So if your old truck is 3 years old or 30 years old with lime green paint, we're going to buy it because we're always in full-blown purchase mode. Come see us and get a free appraisal on your vehicle. We're not going to try to sell you a car, but we will definitely make a top-of-the-line offer to buy yours, and we'll put it in writing. It only takes 15 minutes, and it's absolutely free.
And if you think that Brett Favre is great in a pickup game, you should see us.
That's right.
Our pickup game is top-notch. Just log on at JimNortonChevy.com for all the details, or hurry to the all-new Jim Norton Chevy right here in Broken Arrow, exit 145 off the BA. Jim Norton's Chevy. See dealer for details. Restrictions apply.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
We're in the fourth quarter here at Moore Schools Stadium. Union leading 52-12 over the Moore Lions. Rick Corey with the Johns boys, Jeff and Richard. Doc Blevins on the sideline. He'll talk in a moment to Peyton Thompson, the Redskins quarterback, who's finished for the night. 11 minutes to go in this game. Moore's touchdown drive, 14 plays, 71 yards, took 6 minutes and 43 seconds, and Hyshaw with that touchdown run. Moore set to kick this thing off, and Soto's going to kick it out of bounds again, and I mean just straight out of bounds. So the flag will come out, but they'll mark it where that ball went out of bounds, which looks like it's going to be about the 42-yard line, and the Redskins will have it there. Let's throw it down to Doc Blevins.
Peyton, you're probably through for the evening. Tell me what you think of our performance tonight on the offense.
We came out hot, scored our first three, four drives, and stalled out. We just need to clean up some things. Penalty-wise, we had a lot of penalties that got us in long-distance situations. We were fortunate enough to make some plays and get out of them, but we got to clean that type of stuff up so that come playoff time, we're playing clean football.
Okay, Coach wanted to really establish a hard-hitting running game tonight, something a little more physical. How did it look to you?
We still have a lot of work to do. We know that. We have some guys out, too. Quentin Barnes is hurt, but the guys that were in tonight played great. They protected me all night. I don't think I got touched in the pocket one time, so they did a great job. But, yeah, we do want to establish more of a dominant running game so that that's something we can lean on and something that, that people have to really prepare for, and it can open up all aspects of the offense.
Congratulations on another great game.
That's Doc Blevins, of course, with Peyton Thompson. First down handoff to Jalen Smith goes across the 45 to the 46-yard line. It'll be second and nine. Trent DeSmet in at quarterback. They're going to hand off this time to Dandridge, and he's going to go across midfield. He'll dance down to around the 48-yard line of Moore before he is shoved out of bounds right there. One of the Moore players over there to make that play was Devian Dunlap. He was 5'9", 305. Oh, my.
That's a big man.
I just want to see that dude at a breakfast buffet. As a matter of fact, I want to go with him. We would do some damage. So it's going to be third down and about three now for Moore. So he got down around, as I said, the 47-yard line of Union. They'll need the 44, so it will be third and three. 9:37 to go in this game, 52-12 Union. Trent DeSmet in to play a little quarterback here. And Jeff, once again, we'll have you go through some of the other guys out there. But I know right now the guy playing running back, once again, is Jalen Smith. Quick throw by the left side by DeSmet, and the ball is dropped. It got there just a little bit late. They were trying to get the ball quickly to Braden White, and it got there, but it got there just a little bit late. So it's going to be fourth down now and about three for the Redskins. And more than likely, the Union will punt it away, but who knows? Nope, they're going to leave the offense out there. So they'll need the 44 of Moore for the first down. They send two receivers to the left side, one to the right. Once again, DeSmet in the shotgun. To his left is Smith. Tight end left side, and now a flag comes down. And they're going to point. They're pointing at Union's wideout on that side, who is Kenneth Avery.
I thought they were pointing at Braden White.
Well, they're pointing at Kenneth Avery, and they're going to say false start, but Kenneth was standing stock still. He didn't breathe, let alone move, so I'm not sure what they got there. But they'll call another penalty on the Redskins, and they will decide, of course, that it's time to punt that ball away. And a guy who had a really good game last week, Stephen Forbes, is going to come out. Forbes will kick it away from about his 34-yard line. Moore will send one player back deep. Guy back there is going to be Kelton Walker. Union runs another player on the field, and now we're going to have to call a timeout because no one's quite sure who's going to be where or why. 8:52 to play here in this fourth period in a quickly deteriorating game. 52-12, Union leads. We'll take a break. It's Redskins football on KRMG.
In 1941, at the age of 14, my grandpa Jim started a journey that changed dry clean forever. Hello, I'm John Rothark, president of Yale Cleaners. Each day after school, Grandpa Jim walked down Main Street, Broken Arrow, and went to work at the local cleaners. Shortly after graduation, he opened his own place just three doors down the street. At that time, Grandpa had no idea how big of an impact he would make on dry cleaning. Since Yale Cleaner's founding, we have transformed the dry cleaning experience. Yale offers same-day service, in by noon, ready by 5, including Saturdays. No one else even comes close. Our facilities feature covered in-car service. Drop off and pick up your cleaning and never leave your car. Our customers also love Yale's iPhone and Android apps. For three generations, Yale has been Tulsa's favorite dry cleaner. Whether you're a lifelong Yale Cleaners customer or you've never been to the cleaners, my family wants to earn your business. Text Yale to 95920 and claim your $10 off coupon today. That's Yale to 95920.
The good guys in the white hat, Yale Cleaners.
Hi, I'm Jeff with Redbud Physical Therapy, and we're proud partners of the Union Redskins. I want to share some critical facts about the importance of receiving quality care. Did you know that in a recent study, getting PT first helped 60 to 70% of knee osteoarthritis patients avoid surgery? Or that exercise can reduce your risk of recurring low back pain by between 25 and 40%? Visit redbudpt.com to find a location nearest you and schedule your first appointment today.
Hey, Mom, I found a way for you to feel good when you buy stuff. Just move our checking account to TTCU. Every time you use your school pride card, they donate to our schools. And you can get $150 for switching. So come on, Mom, let's move to TTCU.
with approved credit. Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back at Moore Schools Stadium in Moore, Oklahoma, Union leads 52-12 over the Moore Lions, and after a punt, Moore takes over at their own 28-yard line. They have a brand-new quarterback in the game, Jake Woodring. He's only a sophomore, 5'10", 175-pounder, plays a little linebacker, too. And he got a gain of 4 on that first play. It'll be second down and 6. Both teams with some substitutes now, 4 wide receivers, including one short slot for Woodring. He's going to hand off to the inside to yet another new player. That's going to go to James Mukes. And Mukes, who, you know, had come up a couple of times kind of limping, gets up like there's no problem. You know what? I don't think that is Mukes. I think it's a different number 18, but they only list one number 18.
Well, then it's going to be Mukes for now.
Well, that's exactly right. For this, for our portion of the game, it will be. That was a loss of 1. It'll be third down now and 8 at their own 31-yard line. They'll need the 39 to the Lions, trailing 52-12. 7:20 to go here in this football game. Two receivers go right. One receiver comes to the left. Jake Woodring, the young sophomore, will bring him up. He's got a short slot on the right side. The guy in the backfield once again with him. We're going to say it's Mukes. Fake to Mukes and rolling to the right is Woodring. He's going to fire downfield, and that ball is nearly intercepted. It was right in and out of the hands of Josh Frederick, and if Josh catches that, he's got 6. Hit him square in the hands, and he just dropped it, and I bet you his dad may give him just a little bit of trouble. You've heard of his dad. He's the head coach, Kirk Frederick.
I'm not sure who Woodring could have been throwing to other than Josh Frederick. Maybe they had a little communication beforehand and said, hey, you throw me one, I'll run it back, I'll buy you dinner tonight, and we'll be friends tomorrow.
Yeah, well, he's going to want that one back. Nobody likes to drop one, I promise you. But, boy, he had green in front of him on that one.
And it looks like Moore's going to have a little trouble getting lined up on punt team.
They're going to punt this thing away once again. So Johnson is out there standing around his 17-yard line on this fourth down. Gets the foot to it. It's very low. Pearson is still back there to return it, and he picks it up. No, pardon me, that wasn't Pearson. Picking it up at the 37-yard line was Braden White. Nice job by Braden to actually field that thing. Played a little bit of center fielder there. He won't get anything on the return, but they will get it at their own 37-yard line and start there. So with 6:52 to go in the game, leading 52-12, the Redskins' second-team offense will have another shot.
Jaden West gave him a pretty good hit as soon as he picked up the ball. And I don't know, maybe this is a new Union thing over the last 5 years. Maybe Coach Davis has told him, hey, I don't care what happens, no fair catches. You guys field everything, because Landon Wood did it, Kyler Pearson does it, and now
if you
Braden
can
White.
Do it, right? On their own 37, first and 10 for the Redskins. DeSmet will hand off left side to Xavier Dandridge, and he's got a bit of a hole. 40-yard line, 35. He trips and falls down. Oh, Xavier might have scored had he not fallen down over the 45-yard line. He got 11 to the 49-yard line, and I feel for the kid because I think, Jeff, if he stays up, he might get 6.
Absolutely. Alonzo Villanueva on the outside had a great block, secured all the way past him. And it makes me wonder, because Xavier Dandridge is probably the tallest running back I've seen at 6'2". Maybe he just grew really quickly and is still getting used to his legs.
Jalen Smith back in at the running back spot now. They'll hand off to Jalen on the right side. He's across midfield, breaks free across the 45 and down to the 40-yard line. The Redskins are just rolling up these yards here. Final tackle inside there by Moore came from number 15, Carson Madole. It'll be another first down, and the Redskins will move it now to the 41-yard line of Moore. 5:54 to play in this game. Union will be pretty content to hand it off, leading 52-12. Jalen Smith again at the running back slot. 3 receivers, 2 right side. Again, Trent DeSmet at quarterback. Smith straight back to throw, fires left side. That ball is caught and going out of bounds around the 35-yard line on the right side was Ethan Paul. A little bit of everybody getting in on the action there. That's good for 6. It'll be second down and 4. And as soon as I say they'll run it, they throw it.
And just to give you a couple of new guys out there on the field, we got Jalen Brown's out on the outside. Alonzo Villanueva lined up as a receiver there. And, of course, you already know Braden White's in the game.
So it'll be second down. We'll call it 4. The ball at the 35-yard line of Moore. Trent DeSmet at quarterback once again. Jalen Smith hands off to Jalen. Burst forward. Has the first down. He's across the 30. Down to the 28-yard line. Good hard running by Jalen Smith. And he's a big guy. I mean, he's not a small guy when you talk about Jalen. Max Barrett brought him down. But Jalen weighs in more like about 185, 190 pounds. And he packs that behind his pads. It's first and 10 with 4:50 to go in this game. And Union up 52-12.
Matthew Harker in there on offensive line, looking good.
Britt DeSmith's going to hand off once again, this time to Dandridge across the right side. Xavier cannot get away from the tackle, and he's taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Jumping up and kind of taunting him a little bit was Austin Gross, and somebody needs to tell Austin to look at the scoreboard. That's a loss of two, but you're down by 40. So the thing to do now is get in the huddle and then go make another play. Or maybe a few of them earlier in the game.
Austin Gross is the same guy that caught up on Jalen Smith earlier. He was the first guy on the tackle, and then he just held on as Jalen carried him an extra 7 yards.
So second down and 12 now for the Redskins at the 40-yard line of Moore. Handoff inside to Jalen. He's across the 35, down to the 25-yard line. Another good tackle in there by Max Barrett, who's made a couple now for the Moore Lions here, but that's a gain of 8. It'll make up a very makeable third down and 7. The ball will be at the 25, but Union needs Moore's 18.
We can call it a tackle, and I guess you can convince me because he held on for dear life as Jalen just leveled him going through. This dude runs hard.
This will be, I mean, I know that, you know, obviously Darius had a 300-yard game a few games back, but this is going to be the best overall running game for the Redskins. Third down and 7 now. Union will hand off inside once again. Moore, he's got the first down. He's across the 20, across the 15, down to the 14-yard line. Well, that offensive line just opened up a gigantic hole. Final tackle on the left side there made by Jalen Shelnut, but not before another 10, and it's a first down for the Redskins. And with 3:17 to go, this number two offense wants to score. First and 10 at Moore's 14. Once again, Jalen Smith in the running back slot to the right side beside DeSmet. Hand off to Jalen again. He trucks a guy at the 10-yard line. Oh, my. He went down to the 7-yard line, but the unfortunate stole standing in front of him at the 10 was Max Barrett, and he just leveled him.
This is starting to be a theme with Jalen Smith. He's not even trying to go around people. He's just running over whoever's in front of him. Look out, Moore defense.
Second down and 4 for the Redskins. Now around the Moore 7-yard line. Once again, Jalen to the right of DeSmet. DeSmet hands to Moore again. This time he bounces it to the left and gets across the 5, down inside that, to around the 3-yard line. Tried to get all the way to the outside, and he could not. Guy up off the bottom again is number 47, Max Barrett. But that's going to be third down and about a football's length for the Redskins with 2:20 to go, leading 52-12.
And you better bring a whole bunch of blue to stop him because Jalen Smith wants that end zone.
DeSmet is going to line up in the quarterback spot once again in the shot, to next to him is Smith. Going to give it to Smith again at the 5, down to the goal line. Jalen Smith, touchdown. But there is a flag. Of course, there is a flag.
But it's third down. There's not supposed to be flags on third down.
And it will be a procedure penalty against Union. And I honestly didn't see it, but it very much could have been a procedure penalty. So that'll move it back to around the 6-yard line or just outside the 5. And it'll be third down and goal once again. Now, wait a minute. Now, they're going to mark it all the way back. Yeah, that's right. The line of scrimmage was the 4 as he went forward. They're going to mark it back at the 9-yard line, and it'll be third down and 5 now for the Redskins. They'll need just inside the 4. 1:54 to play in this game, 52-12, and Union will come back up. 2 receivers right, 1 left. Again, Jalen Smith is going to be the guy in the running back slot next to DeSmet. This metal hand to Jalen again. He's going to push forward across the 10. He's going to go down to about the 6. He doesn't quite have the first down. So it's going to be fourth down and about 2 yards. And with a minute 33 to go, it's almost to the point where Kirk Frederick could victory position this thing, but that would turn the ball over with about 40 seconds to go. So he's going to bring out instead his kicker. And he's going to bring out a second team kicker. So the guy coming out to give this a try is going to be, is that Gage Bohannon who's going to try? Let me look at this.
Is that Noah?
No, it is Noah Rauschenberg. I'm sorry. It is Noah Rauschenberg. I thought they'd brought out a second kicker, and they have not. It is Noah Rauschenberg, who from the 14-yard line will attempt a 24-yarder. There's the snap. There's the hold. The kick is up, and it's good. So with 57 seconds to go in this game, the Redskins extend their lead now 55-12. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634 or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
News 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's flagship station for Union Redskins football. Catch the high-flying action with Rick Corey, Zach Jones, and Doc Blevins. Score updates, coaches' insight, and game highlights. Listen anywhere you are and stream the game live. Shout out to your favorite player with the open mic feature by downloading the KRMG app. Union High School football, live on KRMG and KRMG.com. Powered by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Matt McCoy State Farm Agent, and Redbud Physical Therapy.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Under a minute to play here at Moore Schools Stadium in Moore, Oklahoma, where the Redskins will remain unbeaten in district play as they'll take this one. They now lead 55-12 over the Moore Lions. Rick Corey with Jeff Johns, Richard Johns. Zach Jones is not with us tonight. He'll be back next week. Also on the sidelines, by the way, is Doc Blevins, who's got a special interview. Doc?
Spencer, you played quarterback all your life. You switched to receiver. What a game you had tonight. Were you happy with the result?
I was for sure happy. It's been a long grind all the way from playing quarterback all my life to switching to receiver, but I want to do what was best, and in the end, it's been working out so far.
You think you made a good decision?
Yes, of course, yes.
Well, watching a nice game, I guarantee everybody else thinks you did. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is Spencer Shadle, who has been so good for the Redskins in the last couple of weeks. Had a touchdown at Mustang, had the touchdown here tonight. He's really added that deep threat that Union was kind of missing. Kickoff from Noah Rauschenberg goes into the end zone, so Moore will take it over at their own 20-yard line. A new quarterback for them, Jake Woodring, who is a young guy. He's only a sophomore at 5'10", 171 yards, and this won't take long. There's 30 seconds on the play clock, and they haven't started, or pardon me, the game clock. They haven't started the play clock, so this is going to go under 20, and now they're going to start it. They have it at zero, so the Moore Lions will probably run one play and get this thing over with. As a matter of fact, I think Woodring wants to run one play. He's trying to hurry his team out there. 15 on the game clock, 55-12, Union leads. And Woodring brings him up. 8 seconds now on the play clock. Woodring is going to hand that ball off on the right side. And taken down after a gain of about three is Moore's Joshua Green. And that is going to be at final tackle in this game, made by Union's Jacob Bajek. So that goes to zero, and we are done. Here in Moore, Oklahoma, the Redskins win 55-12. We'll be back with the postgame in a moment. This is Union Football on KRMG.
I'm Amy Arad, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. It's very meaningful to me when I hear customers talk about how Madison Reed at-home hair color has changed their lives. Here's Vicki, one of our very first customers.
Coloring my own hair is easier than I ever imagined. The best part? I no longer have to sit in a salon and pay over $100 to have this done. Now I color it when it's convenient for me, and it takes less than an hour. People compliment me on how great my color is, and my hair is incredibly soft and healthy looking.
Experience beautiful, multidimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality color for under $25. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code TOP. That's code TOP. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes,
which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people
and actively invites them to apply,
so I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
At Classic Chevrolet, we believe in keeping it simple when it comes to buying a car. Log on to ClassicChevrolet.net. Find the car you want. Message us. Make us an offer. Then find out what your car is worth. Get approved for financing. Come see us. Sign the papers and drive your new car home today. It's that simple. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car. Classic Chevrolet in Owosso, where a handshake matters. Online at ClassicChevrolet.net.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.